right, welcome back. Now we're going to learn some serious tools for transformation. And what we're going to talk about first is strategic visioning. The process of strategic visioning will allow you to put goals in your future in such a way that they actually occur. What the process does is it helps you to take charge of your unconscious expectations from moment to moment. What very few people realize is that in life, we don't get what we want, we get what we expect. And the problem is that most people go through things with unconscious expectations of failure. You know, it's been said before that no expectations are expectations of no. So people go into a sales call, or they go into an audition, or go to meet with a potential employer or a potential investor, oftentimes with unconscious expectations of failure. What we need to learn how to do is take charge of our unconscious expectations from moment to moment as we navigate the playing field of life. This makes us extremely powerful. Now, much of what I'm about to explain to you may sound like traditional goal setting, but we've made some distinctions that really cause the process to produce results. So whenever you're putting a goal in your future and you really want it to happen, you want to make sure first that it meets the create your outcome criteria. The word create is an acronym that I came up with to help you best understand the process of goal setting. First off, the C in create stands for concise and clear. Whenever you're writing down a goal, which is the first thing you want to do when you're putting a goal in your future, you want to make sure that it's concisely and clearly written. Remember that any goal you write down, you want it to be in a nutshell type statement, because then it serves as a suggestion to your unconscious mind so that your unconscious can wrap all of its resources around that goal to make it happen. You know, I was watching a program on television. And in this program, they highlighted the lives of a lot of young stars today, young singers. So they had people like Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera. And what was interesting was that every single person that they featured on the show said that at a very young age, they had an image branded in their mind of what they would one day become. That's the concept of when you get a goal written in a nutshell type statement. It's very concise and clearly written. So you don't want to have a lot of long, convoluted sentences inside your goal. Not a lot of therefores, whereases, and howevers. But rather get your goal in one or two sentences maximum with as much clarity and detail as possible. Remember that the key to producing results in the material world is specificity. So the more specifics you've got in that goal, the better. If you can put specific numbers in the writing of the goal, that's great. Now, if your goal is to make more money, how much money specifically? Because if I paid you one more dollar, you'd be making more money. So if it's $10,000 more, get the $10,000 inside that goal. If it's a weight loss goal that you've got, what's the number? What's the weight that you want to weigh? So that's the C in create, concise and clearly written. The R in create stands for realistic. And here's how I do realistic. If you've never gotten what you want in your life, scale your goals back. Make them more realistic and achievable. If on the flip side of the coin, you've always gotten what you want, make them bigger. Start to stretch yourself. And I'll give you an example of both. I had a guy come into one of the programs that I was teaching, our Breakthrough to Success weekend. Now, he was an actor. And living in LA, everybody's an actor. So he came in. He wasn't a working actor. And I had some sense of this guy's history because he had talked to me before the program. And he said, Chris, I've got this goal. And I said, what's your goal? He said, I want to have a hit television series by October of this year. And I asked him, I had to challenge him a little bit. I said, you know, let me ask you a question. Do you have an agent? And he said, no. I said, all right, do you have headshots? He said, no. Now, I knew that this guy had a history of setting goals that never happened. And so he'd always set these goals, these huge, outrageous goals, and he'd set himself up for disappointment. And disappointment does require adequate planning. So I said to him, why don't you do yourself a huge favor and set some shorter term realistic goals, like getting the headshots, getting the agent, that will then lead toward the bigger goals. Now, whenever I'm setting goals, I always set a goal and think this or something better. So if it happens quicker, great, but set up a track record of success, because there's nothing that breeds success like success. So if you've never gotten what you want in your life, Set some shorter term, more realistic goals and allow that to begin to create the momentum that will take you in the direction that you really want. You know, they say that most people overestimate what they can achieve in a year's time and underestimate what they can achieve in a lifetime. So that's how I do realistic. Now, on the flip side of the coin, as I mentioned, if you've always gotten what you want in life, you've got to stretch yourself, make the goals more grandiose. I'll give you an example of this. I had a guy that came into me, very successful in sales. He had a successful history, but he was in a new sales position. He was working in a car dealership, and he had never been in that industry before. So when he came to see me, the most he had sold in a one-month period was 8 cars. And I asked him, because I knew he had this successful sales history, what would it take to double your sales? And I think this took him a little bit by surprise, because he said, I never thought of that. I said, well, that's why you haven't done it. So we began to stretch him, and he got really clear, and we went through the process of strategic visioning. And I got to share with you, he didn't just double his sales. He sold 22 cars in the next 30 days. He virtually tripled them using this process. Now, after that, the story gets better, because he came to see me. I was teaching a program in San Jose, California, and he came to do some private work with me. And he said, Chris, I realize I was setting my goals way too small. Now I want to launch a motivational television network. So once we've achieved huge, outrageous goals, then our expectation of what we're capable of begins to expand. And as Oliver Wendell Holmes once said, a mind once stretched to a new dimension can never return to its original shape again. So allow yourself to create that track record of achievement, because as I mentioned before, there's nothing that breeds success like success. So that's how you do realistic. If you've always gotten what you want, stretch yourself. If you've never gotten what you want, scale it back, set some shorter term, more realistic goals. Now the E in create stands for ecological. And I'd like to think that more and more people are thinking of the ecology of the goals that they set when they set them. And for me, the word ecology simply means the study of consequences. What are the consequences if I set this goal? And a good question that you could ask yourself is it safe to me? Is it safe to others? And is it safe to the planet? If it's safe to all three things, then it's probably a pretty good goal to set. So that's ecology. Good thing to think about. If you're in a business environment, you could ask yourself, is it safe to me? Is it safe for our division? Is it safe for the organization as a whole? And then you could chunk up to the planet as well. But always think of ecology when setting goals. Now, the A in create stands for as if now. So when you're writing a goal, you want to make sure that you write it in present tense language as if it's happening right now. Because what a lot of people will do is they'll write goals in future tense and they keep them out in the future as a result. We want to write them in present tense as if they're happening right now. So I used to do this before I learned these technologies. I'd keep goals out in front of me. So when I launched one of my first businesses years ago, I kept saying, next month we'll break even. Next month we'll make $10,000. Next month we'll make $10,000. And I kept next monthing myself. You don't want to do that when you set goals. Or some people will do this. I did this for a long time. I said, success is right around the corner. I can feel it coming. I know it's coming. It's right out there in front of me. And I kept next monthing myself on my own success. And you know what? The truth is that nothing changed until I said, here it is. It's right here, right now. Success is here. It's mine. So don't next month yourself when you set goals. Write them in present tense. But there is a caveat. We're going to put a future date by which they're going to occur. And this is the T in create. T stands for timed. So you're going to put a future date. So you're going to say, for example, it is now March 24th, 2009. I'm standing at the bank depositing the check. Notice it's in present tense language, but the future date is on it. That way, when you hit that date, you're standing inside the goal. And in a little while, I'll talk to you about how do you put the goal out into your future so that it actually happens. But we got to learn how to write it first. So make sure that you put the future date on the goal, yet you write it in present tense. Now, the T also stands for toward the positive. And this is another one of those pieces that really causes this process to produce results. There's so many people out there that have goals, yet they're stated in a negative way. Like people think, gee, I hope I don't blow this audition. Or they think, gee, I hope I don't blow this sale like I did the last one. we want to make sure that the goal is stated in the positive. Like, I'm going to go in there and nail that audition. I'm going to go in there and nail that sale. You see, you can't think about what you don't want to think about without thinking about it. Think about that for a second. The unconscious mind doesn't process negatives directly. So if I say to you, don't think of a blue tree, what do you think of? A blue tree, right? Some people say, well, no, Chris, I didn't think of a blue tree. I thought of a yellow hot air balloon flying off into the distance. Okay, but at best it was a two-step process. In order to even make sense of the sentence, you have to think of it and then think of something else. And so what we're learning here is how to directionalize our focus in a way that allows us to produce extraordinary results. Now, when you write that goal in the positive, you want to state it exactly as you want it happening. So if it's a health goal, you say, it is now March 24th, 2009. I'm standing at the top of the mountain that I've just climbed and it feels great. Or if it's a career goal, it is now March 24th, 2009. I'm standing in my boss's office shaking her hand and I've just received the raise for $10,000 more a day. So you want to make sure that you're stating it exactly as you want the goal to occur. Now, the final letter in create is E. And the letter E is the most important part of the goal setting process here. It stands for end step or evidence procedure. Your evidence procedure or the end step is the final puzzle piece, which has to happen, which when that happens, you know you got your goal. The final piece that needs to click into place. You know, I was talking to the car salesman and I said, what's the final thing that has to happen for you to know that you've doubled your sales? And he said, well, you know, Chris, I'd be standing inside the hallway in the dealership where they post all the numbers. And he said, and I'd look up and I'd see that I jumped from number 22 on the list to number one. And I'd see X amount of gross sales next to my name. So that's the piece that we wanted to get in the writing of the goal. Very important. Now, the interesting thing is that he came back to me 1 month later and he brought me the sheet that was on the wall and he had highlighted where, sure enough, he jumped from number 22 up to number one and he had way surpassed the numbers and he wrote, "You rock, baby," on the sheet and he gave it to me as a gift. You'd have to know the guy to appreciate it. But that's the effect of getting really clear on what that end step is. So if it's a weight loss goal, what's that final puzzle piece? Will you be standing on the scale looking down and seeing that you weigh your ideal weight? Or will you be standing at the top of the mountain that you just climbed or crossing the finish line of the race? I was working with a radio show host at one point, and I was going to be a guest on her show. And she said, well, you know what? I'd really like to get a taste of what it is that you do before you come on the show. So I did some private work with her, and her goal was to create her ideal relationship. And I asked her the question. I said, well, what's that final puzzle piece, which when that happens, you know you got your goal? And she said, well, Chris, I don't know. She says, I don't even know who this person's going to be. I said, that's okay. Just describe to me what's the final thing that has to happen so you know you got that goal. And she said, well, I'd be standing on a cliff in Palos Verdes, California, looking into this man's eyes, and I'd say to myself, this is the person I'm going to spend the rest of my life with. I said, perfect. So that was exactly how I had her write the goal. It is now, whatever the date was, I'm standing on the cliff looking into this man's eyes and I say to myself, this is the person I'm going to spend the rest of my life with. Now, what we did was, after she wrote it down, we put it out into her future with the process I'll teach you next. And the funny thing was, about a year later, I heard her on her radio show interviewing another guest and somehow my name came up and she said, oh yeah, Chris Howard, I did some work with him. And then she said, wait a second. I put this goal out in my future, and that's exactly what happened. So the process can be very powerful in terms of getting really precise results. Now, I've created a formula, which when you write your goal in this formula, will cause it to meet most of the Create Your Outcome criteria automatically. And the formula is this. It is now, and then you write the future date, I am, or I have, and then you get your end step or the evidence procedure in the writing of the goal itself. So for example, it is now March 24th, 2009. I am standing at the bank cashing the check for X amount of dollars. Or it is now March 24th, 2009. I'm sitting at my desk looking at my financial statement on Quicken and I see that I have X amount of dollars in my account or that my net worth is X, right? If it's a weight loss goal, it is now, March 24th, 2009. I'm standing on the scale looking down and I see that I weigh X amount of pounds or kilos. It is now March 24th, 2009. I use that date, by the way, because it's my birthday. March 24th, 2009. I've climbed the mountain. I'm standing at the top looking down at my Brad Pitt abs, and it feels great. So you want to make sure that you've got that end step in the writing of the goal. And what we're going to do right now is give you an opportunity to write down two goals, making sure that you use the Create Your Outcome criterion, that it meets all of those. And you're going to write it in the formula, it is now, get your future date in there, I am or I have, and then make sure to get the end step or the evidence procedure in each of those goals. And then once you've written down the goals, then I'm going to teach you how to take those goals and actually get them into your future time stream. Now, when you write these goals down, make sure that at least one of them is written in the specific context of life that you're focusing on for this program. So turn to the page in your manual marked Goals for Strategic Visioning. And I'm going to give you 6 minutes to write these two goals, and then we'll move on to the next step. Do it now. Ready, go. So remember the important step of getting your evidence procedure in the writing of the goal. That's the final puzzle piece. And where will you be when that's happening? Will you be sitting at your desk? Standing at the bank? Swimming with a dolphin? Riding in a hot air balloon? Lying in a hammock, receiving an award or a certificate of some sort. Will you be at a book signing or at the end of a performance? What's the final puzzle piece? Which, when that happens, you go, I got it. Make sure that that's written right inside that goal, the final scene. All right, good job. Now the next piece of this is once you've gotten a goal written, then you want to get it out into your future time stream. So there's a couple of steps to this process, and I'll walk you through the steps and then I'll actually take you through the process itself. The first thing that you're going to do once you've written the goal down is you're going to imagine stepping inside the end step, stepping inside the evidence procedure, that final puzzle piece, which when that happens, you know you've got the goal. And this is just in your imagination. So you imagine stepping inside that goal so that you're inside of it, looking through your own eyes. You're not doing it yet. I'm just talking you through it first. But you're inside of it, looking through your own eyes, hearing the sounds around you, and feeling the feelings of being right there inside the goal as if it were happening. And as you're right there inside that goal, then what we're going to do is we're going to adjust the qualities of the picture. And you can just think of these as being like the little knobs at the bottom of the television set. So if it's a black and white picture, maybe we'll change it to color and notice if that affects the feeling of reality in your body. And you want to leave it where it's just right for you. If it's a still picture, maybe you'll add movement and notice if that affects the feeling of reality. And maybe you'll zoom in on some portion of the experience, like the zoom lens of a camera, or zoom back out and leave it where it's just right. You may also choose to become aware of any sounds that are around you and adjust the qualities of the sounds, the volumes of the sounds, for instance, or the tonalities of the sounds. And you also may become aware of the feelings that are present, the size of the feeling, the shape of the feeling, or the intensity. Maybe we'll turn the feeling up. So we're just going to work with all the qualities to make it the most real and the most compelling for you. Once we've adjusted all the qualities, then what you're going to do is imagine stepping out of the picture, but you're going to leave your body in the picture so you see yourself in it like a Polaroid or like a snapshot of you attaining that goal. This is what we call dissociation, and this is really important in terms of the goal setting process. You see, most people remain associated in their future goals. Like if they're even setting goals in the first place, they imagine that they're right inside them all the time. And the problem with that is that you can fool your unconscious mind into thinking that you've already gotten them, in which case, that's the height of delusion. Quick story. I went into a real estate office and I went to the broker owner and I asked her, what's the most common excuse for failure amongst your agents? And I don't think she quite got the question because she said, well, I don't know about an excuse for failure, but I'll tell you why most people don't make it in this business. She said, when new agents start, oftentimes they have an overblown idea of where they really are, and therefore they're unwilling to take the steps that would be necessary to get to where they want to go. They're unwilling to knock on the doors or make the phone calls, all the work that's required to get there. And I find that in life, that's oftentimes the case. People are unwilling to hit the small goals that would take them to the larger goals and a far more compelling future. So it's important that once we've stepped inside the goal that we've written and we've made it the most real and the most compelling, that we step back out of it, but we leave our body in it so we see ourselves in the picture, or we dissociate from it because that's the image that we're going to take and put in our future time stream. And what that creates is a rubber band effect. That's the analogy. It's like stretching a rubber band out. And what happens then is that the tension between the goal and now in the present will snap you toward that goal and really make it happen. So once you've stepped outside the goal, then what you're going to do is imagine taking that picture in your hands or in your mind's eye and rising up in the air up above now. Now remember that Einstein said that imagination is more important than knowledge. And the reason he said that is because it's the faculty of our imagination that creates all of our future progress, all of our future growth. So once you've imagined stepping out of the picture, then you're going to imagine rising up above the stream of time with that picture in your hands or in your mind's eye. And you'll have your time stream stretched out down below you, just in your imagination, with the past stretching off in one direction, the future in another. And then you're going to energize that picture with three breaths. Now, I know that may sound a little woo-woo, for lack of a better word, but the thing is that it's symbolic for blowing all of your life force energy into the picture. Breath represents life. So you're going to energize the picture with three breaths, and we'll do it together. You'll inhale, and then you'll make the ha sound as you blow all your life force energy into that picture. We'll do three of those. Then once you've done that, then you'll imagine taking that picture above the stream of time. You'll imagine zooming out above the time stream until you find yourself right up above the date where you said the event would happen. At which point, I'll ask you to drop the picture down to the stream of time below. You'll drop it down and notice that it takes its place right on the date where you said it would happen. Then you'll turn and look back toward now, and you'll notice that everything that had to happen to lead up to that event will rapidly shift to support it in the stream of time. Then you'll turn and look off toward the future, and you'll notice that the future changes as well. In fact, any event that you put out there will be a cause set in motion that can't help but to change all of the events in the future. So that's the entire process. Once you've done that, you can come all the way back to now and back into the room. So right now, prepare yourself. Make sure you're not driving a car for this piece, because we're about to put one of the two goals that you just wrote into your future. So go ahead and pick one of those goals. Prepare yourself. You may want to read over your goal one more time as we do this, the way you wrote it, and once again, make sure that it met the create your outcome criteria. So here we go. Get in touch with the date by which you said it would occur, and step right inside that goal. So you're inside of it, looking through your own eyes, hearing the sounds around you, and feeling the feelings of being right there inside the goal, right now. And as you're inside that goal, notice what you say to yourself in your own mind when you think of having made this happen now. Notice what you say, and notice the tone of voice you say it with. Now, as you're inside this goal now, it's time to adjust some of the qualities of the picture. These are like the little knobs at the bottom of the television set. And you're adjusting them, the submodalities, to make them the most real for you. So if it's a still picture, maybe you want to add movement and notice that that affects the feeling of reality. If you need to adjust the speed of the movement, you can speed it right up or slow it down and leave it where it's just right. Notice if it's a black and white picture or if it's color. Maybe change it to color and adjust the brightness of the color. Turn it right up. Notice if it's a framed picture or if it's panoramic. Make it panoramic. Make it real, compelling. And notice any sounds around you that are important. If you need to adjust the volumes of these sounds, you can adjust the volumes, turn them up or down. And notice the feelings in your body. Notice if there's a specific location to the feeling, or a size, or a shape, or an intensity, or a vibration. And now turn the feeling up in your body, like the volume knob on the television. Double the level of feeling in your body right now. Very good. And now, go ahead and step right out of that picture. Just step right out of the picture. But leave your body in the picture so you see yourself in that picture, like a Polaroid or a snapshot of you attaining that goal. Now it's time to take that picture in your hands or in your mind's eye and just go ahead and rise all the way up in the air, all the way up above the stream of time, so that as you look down on now, it seems small and insignificant down below, with the past in one direction, the future in another. Now it's time to energize this picture with three ha breaths. And as you energize the picture, we're going to breathe together. So go ahead and inhale. And again. And one last time. Blowing all your life force energy into that picture. Everything that it needs to occur. Now, just go ahead and float rapidly and unconsciously all the way out into the future. All the way out into the future. Until you arrive right up above that date in the future where you said this event would occur. Trust your unconscious to have you there now. And now, when you're ready, just go ahead and drop the picture down into the stream of time below right now. Drop it down. And notice that it takes its place right there in your time stream, right where you said it would occur, as if your word were law in the universe. And now turn and look back off toward the past. And as you do, notice that everything that had to happen to lead up to the undeniable occurrence of that event is rapidly shifting to support it in the stream of time at the unconscious level. But wait, it gets better. Turn and look off toward the future, and as you do, notice the future's changing as well. It's becoming brighter, more brilliant, more alive. This one event was a cause set in motion that's changed your entire future time stream. And perhaps not just your future time stream, but time streams for generations, generations to come. And now leaving all that out there, knowing it's yours, just come all the way back toward now, and all the way back down into the room, and all the way back down into now. Welcome back. All right. That's the strategic visioning process. I hope that you enjoyed that. If you'd like to put the second goal that you wrote into your future, you could always go back to the track and restart the process again, although we will be reviewing that process before the end of this program. Now, the strategic visioning process is a tool that I want you to take out into your life and use all the time. I certainly do in mine. So as we move forward, the transformation continues. So when you're ready, pop in the next CD. And until then, always remember, if a thing is humanly possible, consider it to be within your reach.